This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. A few days ago, there were headlines about how two men were arrested in a, quote, New York City terror plot that may have targeted a synagogue. As we've pointed out in the past concerning a lot of these so-called terror attacks, they're basically all fake. And when you look into them, you discover that in almost every case, there was an undercover agent who was encouraging the so-called terrorists to carry out these acts. He was supplying the materials, giving them the plan, and then once they say a few things that they consider to be incriminating, they stop the whole thing, they bust them, and then they proclaim to the world that there are all kinds of active terrorists and terror cells, and we just foiled another one, when in reality, the government agent or the FBI agent or the agent of the police force was in fact the one who was the brains and the energy behind the whole thing. And they just got certain useful idiots to agree to certain statements that were incriminating. It is in this way that they can perpetuate the idea that terrorism is a constant threat. And not surprisingly, in this case we find the exact same thing. An agent provocateur was involved. As this article in Fox News shows, the article says, quote, "Police and prosecutors said they laid the trap after an undercover investigator who had befriended the pair recorded one of them talking about attacking a synagogue." So once again, we see that there was an undercover investigator who had befriended the two men who are accused, and of course, he was involved, as usual. So I just wanted to point that out as another example of a provocateur event. You have an agent undercover who's really energizing the whole movement, and then once they get certain useful idiots to agree to certain statements, they stop the whole thing. But whether these two actually even said they were planning on doing anything is questionable. In fact, this case is so flimsy that the FBI isn't even going to pursue it, and the New York City law enforcement officials are upset about this. It's interesting that this occurred in New York City, because many of these conspiratorial events, especially those that concern Jewish issues, occur in New York City. It's also relevant that the alleged target was a synagogue. This coincides with the desire of many to paint anyone who opposes Jewish interests as a possible terrorist or criminal. The whole thing is another example of how most of the so-called terror threats are manufactured hoaxes by which they can control people.